What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A lot of times on holiday weekends or just regular weekends, I kind of dip out of the news coverage and I go right to sports and stuff with my family. And I kind of missed this over the weekend and didn't catch up yesterday, but apparently there were some internet rumors that President Trump had died over the weekend because, you know, he was very active last week. We didn't hear from him. I had no idea this happened. He was asked about it.
Something completely different, but about a big viral social media trend over the weekend. How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see you for a couple days. 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really?
You didn't see that?
You know, I have heard. It's sort of crazy. But last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days. And they said, there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him.
Good
and
point.
We know he wasn't in the greatest of shape. No, I heard that. I get reports. And no, I've been very active, actually, over the weekend. I didn't hear that one. That's pretty serious stuff.
I'm glad it's
fake news. You know, it's so fake. That's why the media has so little credibility. I knew that you were saying, like, is he okay? How's he feeling? What's wrong? I had heard that, but I didn't hear it to that extent.
Yeah, I didn't either, President Trump. Carl Cannon is here. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics. Were you tracking the story of Trump's death all weekend long, Carl? How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, as a person who loved Mark Twain, I took it with a grain of salt from the beginning. It was a little bit unnerving, the glee with which some of the lefties
sure.
on Twitter were reporting this rumor, but I didn't really think it was true, but you say you were late to it.
I missed it completely. I mean, I hit Twitter a couple of times over the weekend, but, you know, I was busy with family stuff. And then even this morning, I didn't really see much of a reference to this. By the way, that's probably foreshadowing because, you know, when he does leave the planet, there'll be all kinds of glee on the left. They'll certainly celebrate. I mean, let's kind of get into it here with the issue of crime. And I know that there's certainly room for criticism with this president. But let me just address with you, Carl Cannon, who's been around Washington, D.C. for a long time, this issue of access, because I mentioned it to a couple of guests last week, and he just referenced that in the soundbite. I mean, the guy was like, every time you turned on the television or maybe the radio on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's there sitting asking questions or answering questions, rather, sitting with the South Korean president. I mean, the guy is talking to the media almost on a daily basis in answering questions, Carl.
Yeah, well, he's like the Energizer Bunny. I would like to see, you know, I'm from the 70s, man. Remember when, you know, less is more. I'd like to see him add a little mystique to the situation. But the contrast, and the president drew himself, the contrast with President Biden is just, it's unmistakable. You just, you know, that, yeah, he would, you know, he campaigned, you know, remember the first time he ran for office, that when he beat Trump, he campaigned from his basement in Delaware. And, you know, the pretext was COVID. I get that. But it turned out that that was actually a smart strategy, because Biden couldn't do what this guy can do. And it's impressive in its way. I'd personally like to see a little and hear a little less of him.
Well, let me ask this, because along those lines, it was interesting. I was a little surprised. I had Sean Spicer on the show last week, and one of the things that he addressed was, you know, how can you keep up the momentum? Because the pace is pretty hot right now, and you are going to reach a point where, you know, the issues are not going to be there as forcefully, just because of what's happening with the calendar, with the, you know, the makeup of Congress, with going into the midterms. So I don't know how much longer the, you know, the tempo can pick up. Does that make sense? Or keep up?
Yeah, I get that. And you know, we're all, our brains are in the process of being rewired by the internet, interwebs. You know, we all have a short attention span. But on a serious way, Donald Trump is going to be remembered, whether you like him or dislike him or love him or hate him, as a guy who understood the calendar, you know, and executive power. Because, you know, a president who wins a second term is, by definition, by the Constitution, a lame duck.
Yeah, right, right.
The moment he takes the inaugural address, well, Trump didn't want any of that. So he started, you know, he dropped these little hints, I may run a third time. He doesn't really mean that. But what he's trying to forestall this idea that they should look past him. And then you know, they're doing this gerrymander in Texas because he really wants to hold on to the House, because he understands once the House, if the House goes Democrat, it'll be like it was the first time, all these investigations. But Trump learned from his first term in office that, you know, it can be a reactive job. You can just react to the stuff, or you can set the agenda. It's hard to set the agenda. You know, for instance, the Democrats, all I want to talk about now is the so-called Jeffrey Epstein files. They had no interest in it when they ran the Justice Department, and they could have released anything they wanted to. But he, you know, his idea is, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to set the agenda. And he understood that, you know, the time is limited, and he hit the ground running this time. So he didn't, you know, he may be making new mistakes, but he's not making the same mistakes he made the first time. He's just not letting the action come to him. He's forcing the action.
But aren't the Democrats making some of the same mistakes as they have, because they don't seem to really learn on these 80-20 issues and crime, you know, first and foremost? Now, what's happening right now in D.C., I even heard, you know, I Wes Moore, who is potentially a candidate for president, I had him say, this is interesting here, because, you know, J.B. Pritzker over across the river from me, not taking this tact.
One thing I do believe is that the Democrats don't have a messaging problem. There's a results problem. The Democrats have to deliver results and stop being the party of no and slow, and start being the party of yes and now. Because the frustration that people have, it is real. It is real when people are saying that, you know what, I feel like my life situation has not changed. And so people are looking at all these things and saying, I'm done with all of you. And so that's why I think we have to move with the kind of aggression that is necessary.
Yeah, Wes Moore, he's the governor of Maryland. He's a smart guy. He's very well spoken. I think I've even heard, you know, President Trump say nice things about him. He seems to be one of those sane candidates out there who is trying to create a little bit of a path in the 2028 field. But, you know, he's addressing something there, Carl, that most Democrats, you know, when they're along the lines of Mamdani or AOC or, you know, Ariana Presley or all these, it's the opposite of that. I mean, he's trying to inject sanity on the crime issue in particular. I think he said, and others have said, this should be a bipartisan issue. Why is crime a partisan issue?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, he's right. That's right. And you know, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, actually recognized this. She's walked a very fine line. She's a Democrat, but she has not criticized the president. And she said, we were already doing a lot. We had done these reforms. We were addressing the problem. Crime was going down. But this has helped. And she's actually sounded like a statesman. Meanwhile, in Chicago, you have Brandon Johnson, who goes to a rally, literally a rally, a political rally, saying, we will resist the federal, incursion, and we'll resist federal help into crime. We don't. And the lieutenant governor is saying it's not a crisis. Well, on one weekend, on Labor Day weekend, 8 people were killed in Chicago, 50 wounded, and 37 shooting incidences. The idea that you would, as an elected official, you would be shrieking about that Trump's overreach. And look, nationalizing the army and sending it to cities, that is not a long-term solution. That is it's a short-term solution, a stopgap measure. They need some criminal justice reform. They need some policing. They need changes in these big cities. And Trump's solution is temporary at best. But do you imagine, if you're elected official, why are you resisting this? These 8 people killed and 50 wounded in Chicago, these are your constituents. You'd think that the mayor and the lieutenant governor and the governor of Illinois would care about these people.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't. It's fascinating. You and I haven't spoken for a little while. What is your current take on Mamdani and what not only he might do to New York City, but do to the rest of the Democratic Party?
Well, look, I don't know. New York City already has, this sky-high tax rate. There's some sort of shocking number of buildings are already rent-controlled, and some of the stuff he said he wants to do, the legislature has to do. I'm not worried about him wrecking New York City, but the second part of your question is very interesting. All the energy in this party seems to be on the hard left and among these young people who think socialism is a wonderful thing. They don't know anything about socialism. And, we live in this country where President Biden gave 500,000 work visas to Venezuelans, one country. Venezuela wrecked its own economy by turning to socialism. Then the people come here, they're given visas and expedited, and then they vote for a socialist.
Right.
It's their beggar's belief.
Well, that seems to really sum up a lot of Washington right there, that story, Carl Cannon, that you told, because I think a lot of people would think about it along those lines of the goofiness that happens in the swamp, for sure. Hope you're all well. I hope you had a great holiday weekend. Thank you for jumping on here this afternoon with me.
Anytime.
All right, take care. That's Carl Cannon, the Washington Bureau Chief at Real Clear Politics.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.